Testing, testing. Should we listen to the test this time?
The Social Snippet Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella Marketing.
And I'm Christina Robinson, also from Green Umbrella Marketing.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. And we're bringing you all the latest news with regards to social media and online marketing. Everything actually happened last week. So this week, there's not that much that's going on. So literally, it's going to be a short and sweet show.
Yeah.
Unless we end up waffling, which we often do, but we'll try not to. Okay, so the first one is countdown stickers for Instagram. So if you haven't seen it, Instagram stories, swipe over to the left, do your story, and then the extra stickers that you've got there, there's a new one smack bang in the middle, which says countdown, and it gives a rundown, a countdown, which is fantastic if you're looking for, you know, doing events or workshops, or you've got a discount of some kind, which I really love it. So I'll be using that an awful lot.
Yeah, the great thing about it is that if I see your story with your countdown on, I can click and I can get a reminder when that countdown's finished as well. So definitely, if you're announcing something, you know, you've got a countdown to the next announcement that's going to happen at Monday at 12 o'clock, at that point I get a notification. Fantastic.
This is not rolled out obviously to Facebook stories yet, but time will tell, and I'm sure that will be rolling out because obviously Facebook owns Instagram. So that's the first one, is countdown stickers for Instagram stories.
Okay, next thing is just talk about very briefly, and that's Google Plus. So you probably know, I think, was it last time we did one of these or the time before? With all the data breaches, that kind of thing, Google have announced that they are finally, you know, they've admitted defeat. Google Plus is going. Mm-hmm. And they sort of said August, I think it was August, certainly quarter three next year was when we were expecting it to disappear. Since then, there's been another data breach.
Good old Google.
It is like data breach central.
This year has been crazy.
But yeah, basically they've now said because of the breach, because of the issues they've seen, and it's something to do with the APIs, they're actually bringing that forward. So I think April, May next year, I keep forgetting which month they've actually said, but it is at that point Google Plus will be gone.
Right.
Which is, yeah, that's fine. That's great. We've all given up on it anyway. Years ago, this announcement's come maybe 2-3 years too late. However, we're starting to see them try and push functionality that's like Google Plus functionality into apps like Google Maps.
So they're saying it's gone, but it's not really.
No.
They're just shifting it into a different
Absolutely.
Platform.
Absolutely. So just be prepared for things being a little bit quirky. And it does seem at the minute, any changes they make, they're rolling it out on Android first.
So that makes a change. Android gets things first, but yeah, they have to do it every now and then, don't they? Okay, so that's the next one, which is Google Plus is shutting down earlier than planned. Do you want to talk about Snapchat or?
Okay, so this announcement is on Snapchat. Basically, there's been this whole artificial intelligence, virtual reality. So have you heard like AI and VR? This is what it's talking about. So Adidas on Snapchat have just issued this campaign, and basically you can try on their new trainers virtually, see what they look like on your feet. How lovely. By using...
Kids will do that though, won't they?
But it's basically by using one of the Snapchat lenses. You know, it's everyone's talking about it. Like I said, it is really cool what Adidas have done with this campaign. However, it is a taste of things to come.
I think it's been AI, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Facebook ads back in the summer, they say, oh, you know, we're going to have virtual reality ads and all that kind of stuff. People will be able to try on different looks. And I think there's been some talk on Instagram as well in terms of advertising there. You know, basically you'd be able to create almost like a lookbook style advert that people can try. So it's going to be really interesting.
It's getting there. There was an article that, watch out for an article that's coming out next week, but we're going to be talking about some trends that are happening in the world of social media and what our predictions are for 2019. So I don't want to spoil the fun, really, just to say this, the things I think are going to be trending next year and things to be aware of. But just to give you some top line stuff, so things like personal branding, but not just you. I think I've said it before, it's all about being human and to make sure that you're having your staff as well. It's something that we've really grasped this year. It's not all about me, it's not all about Christina. We've also included a lot of our staff within our marketing. You need to make sure that you're ticking a lot of boxes if you want to be successful in this world. So branding as from a human aspect is somewhere something I was going to think is going to be enhanced next year. Long form content.
Okay. Yeah.
I think gone are the days where you can just do a 500 word blog. I think I've been saying 800 words for the last few years now. We're now looking at any sort of long form blog or a long form content, even like from an SEO point of view, when you're putting in keywords and stuff like that, you need to do it on a long form. Watching loads of videos on YouTube on how to maximize YouTube stuff, and they're all saying put in keywords, like a string of words, not just long tail keywords. And if you think about it, a lot of people are searching nowadays not just on Google and stuff like that, they're searching with their phones, they're searching with their Alexa smart speakers, and they're not saying how we've been programmed to search. We're not saying keywords, they're saying how do you do this and how do you do that, you know. How do I convince my mum to blah, 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 blah? That's what people are asking. And they're the sort of keywords, long form keywords, you need to think about when you're doing any sort of online marketing. And I'm not going to go into the rest of them, otherwise I'll be talking all day. But watch out for that blog that's coming out next week.
Okay, so Facebook have revamped what they call life events. So we've always been able to add posts on Facebook that are kind of celebrating something. So, you know, I'm in a relationship, I've got engaged, I've got married, et cetera, et cetera.
Had a baby.
But basically what they've done is, and I don't know if you've looked at this, but it's when you actually look through the options, it's a bit crazy, you know. It's like, so you can create life events for wedding anniversaries, which isn't crazy, but you can create a life event because you've got a dog.
Yeah, there's even ones, I think, like I'll have my first drink.
Yeah, and you can make up your own as well. There is an option when it comes to sort of career stuff. I mean, it's great, really. If you think, oh, you know, I've graduated, I've done this, I've done that. I do think at the minute, and I shouldn't feel uncomfortable saying this and putting it out, you know, online, but I do think we're about to see some real changes on personal profiles on Facebook. I'm starting to see, when I'm looking at my personal profile, there's little bits appearing here and there that disappear again. This morning they're back there again, and it's not really settling down. So anyone having problems with Facebook at the minute, it's, you know, there's weird things happening on the app this week as well.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So Facebook have loads and loads of different blogs. So one of the blogs are for the API developers, and I get that as well. You know, eight out of 10 of them I don't understand, but you know, there's always announcements. We're doing this next. We're doing this ready for the F9 conference, and you know, stuff like that. And I think, just reading between the lines, I think we're going to see a lot of changes, and I think those profiles are going to be moving more and more and more towards, you know, the key bits of a LinkedIn profile.
Like what?
Like your contact information, the links through to your website, the you know, your achievements, or you know, all those sorts of bits. I think more and more we're going to start seeing those on Facebook profiles. I think
it makes sense, because people apply for jobs, Facebook jobs, with their profile.
Absolutely.
So their profiles.
So I can just see this little bit of shift in the profiles at the minute. There's something I've seen today where you can look at your timeline in a grid fashion rather than a list fashion as well, which is, you know, a bit more like an Instagram experience. So like I say, you know, I think things are happening. But going back to this life events, for me personally, you know, on my personal profile, I actually don't post a huge amount. For considering the job I do, I'm actually quite a personal person. So anything that you can see on my Facebook profile, it's because I've made it public. And I think with these life events, there's an opportunity here to actually create a really strong public profile, sharing the information you want to share. So I wouldn't tell people I've got a dog, or I've been married for this long, or et cetera, et cetera. But maybe things
I'm a published author and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. If you think about the milestones that you use as a business on your Facebook page, again, taking it back to the personal branding thing, here's an opportunity to have a Facebook personal profile that is your professional self.
Yeah, so a LinkedIn profile. Mm. I like that. So one of the key things that this has come up is they call it life events, but it's exactly the same as milestones for the business. Mm. So previously, you could only have a little icon. So when you added a milestone of I've had a baby, you could have just put an icon of a baby. But now you can actually put photos and videos and you can upload a load of stuff to share that particular event, which is quite key. And they're saying, oh, this is all brand new. But when you look at how it looks exactly the same as adding a milestone.
And you can backdate them as well, can't you?
I don't know if that's the same because...
Oh, okay. I thought you could.
I don't know, actually. I haven't tried. I'm assuming you can. But you can't hide it from the newsfeed, so I can imagine there's not a hide from the newsfeed button.
Okay.
So I can imagine you don't want to go back and date loads if it's just going to post and post and post on your wall. I haven't added any personal ones. So that's that one. Facebook revamp life events for personal profile.
Okay, I need to warn everyone. Okay. Sorry, I just had a sudden thought.
Mm, dum, 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 dum.
The next thing Judy is going to talk about, she's a little bit excited about.
Don't tell my, well, you can tell my husband. It's my birthday next week. Anyway, for those of you who are playing with videos, and if you're a vlogger, I've spent too many hours on YouTube looking at the brand new DJI Osmo Pocket gimbal. So this is like dinky.
Just rolls off the tongue.
It's absolutely dinky, not very big, and it just fits in your pocket. It attaches to your iPhone, but it's actually got a camera on the top of it as well. And it is just amazing. It's something like 7 ounces, so it's not very heavy at all, and it's not intrusive. You can
quickly,
stealthily do it.
You hold the phone, and it's actually the gimbal bit that's taking the video.
So, yeah, the gimbal takes the video. There's an SD card in there, so you don't actually need your phone. So you can just use the gimbal, and it records on there, and then you click from the gimbal, there's like an adapter that goes in, a lightning adapter that goes into your phone, okay. So you can transfer the video from the gimbal into the phone. So you don't even need your phone. How wicked is that? And it records in 4K.
The Social Snippet.
Yeah, so that's the DJI Pocket Gimbal, which I absolutely love, and I can't wait to get one.
I'm not excited about that.
No.
I can't take a selfie.
You can't, no.
Just turn the phone off.
I am very excited about it. I will use it every day, so watch out. Right, that's me signing out for this week. Say goodbye, Christina.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
We won't see you next week. We will see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Hopefully with lots to report. I can't imagine there's going to be a lot happening next
week. We'll be talking about predictions and...
Bye.
The Social Snippet Show.